This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
Pulse 95.
Between local lines, notes from the Emirate.
Well, Sharjah is really known and very well known for all the natural and cultural attractions that it has underneath its wing. We have the Hifaya Mountain Conservation Center. We have the Waslat Wetland Center. We have the Sharjah Desert Park. We have the Kelba Ecotourism Project, the Khor Kelba, you name it. But what we're really excited to talk about right now is the latest announcement by His Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Mohammed Al Qasimi, the Supreme Council member and ruler of Sharjah, for all nature lovers out there. It is the announcement of the establishment of the Miliha National Park in the Emirate of Sharjah through Emiri Decree No. 16 of 2024. It's an exciting development. It's a major step towards preserving the natural beauty and biodiversity of this region for sure. So it will be managed, and I'm talking about the Miliha National Park. It will be managed by the Sharjah Investment and Development Authority of Shuruq. It will ensure that it meets the highest standards of environmental conservation. The decree outlines strict regulations to protect the park from any activities that could harm its environment, such as hunting, pollution, military exercises, and also any unauthorized construction or industrial activities. And to further protect the park's aesthetic value, the decree also requires approval for any activities in all the surrounding areas that could impact this park. Any violators of these regulations will definitely face lots of penalties, and they will be responsible for covering the cost of any damage caused in the park. And in addition to that, any employees, or certain employees actually, will have judicial control officer status to enforce many of those regulations effectively.
Yeah, and what a location. Honestly, yeah. What a location to choose, being Miliha, because of the Miliha Fort, because of the Miliha Desert as a whole, but the Miliha Archaeological Center as well. These are some major hubs over in the region, and why not add to it regarding the Miliha National Park? Now, to keep its aesthetic, to keep it as beautiful and pristine as possible, conservation, as you were hinting at there, Rania, has to be at the forefront of that. So yes, we will be prohibiting pollution of soil, water, and even air, and even the cutting down or destroying of trees or plants and eroding of the soil. And of course, wildlife is going to be a main focus at the Miliha National Park. And how they will be focusing on it? Well, definitely preservation by prohibiting leisure and entertainment activities or even sports that may harm or kill or even negatively affect wildlife. So loads is already established and already in place to make sure that we have one of the best national parks going around.
We definitely do. And at the Miliha Archaeological Centre is a massive tourism site, of course. We've got the... It's a big ecotourism statement of the Emirates of Sharjah, pretty much, because let's not forget the in terms of activities that they offer, the archaeological sites, the Neolithic and Paleolithic eras that they look at, some wonderful... the area itself, you know, the venue itself is a very an amazing destination. Of course, we've also seen the plans of having those overnight camping expeditions. We were also expected to host the big event, the Soul Full Music Festival that we were going to be planning on doing over there. So there's so much on offer. It's a beautiful venue for a lot of people to really immerse themselves in the natural surroundings of the Emirate of Sharjah. And of course, the whole park, to get a national park status, is a massive protection for that particular destination. Miliha Archaeological Centre is managed by Shuruq. It sent them themselves, but now with the national park status that particular area is going to get, it really protects and conserves the importance of that particular destination. And according to the article 35 with the Ministry of Justice, in accordance with that, the Federal Criminal Procedure Law issued by the Federal Decree Law No. 38 of 2022 shall have the status of judicial control officers in proving the violations of decree and other regulations and decisions issued pursuant to it. And according to the decree, the competent authority is responsible for managing the park, taking the necessary administrative measures regarding coordination, the cooperation mechanism with the municipal council and the competent municipality to organise the park's management. It cooperates with Sharjah Police General Command in controlling legal violations within its boundaries, and the head of the competent authority issues the necessary administrative decisions for this purpose. And that's why when we look at the archaeological site itself, the exhibition, the area, the biodiversity of that particular destination, it's very important that we've got some level of protection with this national park status to protect its surrounding areas.
And absolutely, the focus really should be is that it is a form of tourism at the end of the day. It's ecotourism, and Sharjah is putting a lot of investment into that and the conservation sites, because I know we've been covering a lot. You personally, Abdul Karim, with the special show, the Green Oasis show, showcasing all the different conservation sites that the Emirate of Sharjah has to offer, and this is only furthering that. But to a nice side of it, it's not a side where it's too serious. It's going to be a beautiful national park where people and their families can go in and really enjoy. Just really adding to the long list of conservation sites and conservation areas, as you monitored in the Green Oasis series.
Definitely. We looked at the EPAA managed centres, and now this one, Malaya Archaeological Centre, has got a very different experience of its own. It's a proper desert experience that many people can have. My particular favourite activity there is the horseback riding. I loved it. I've done it a couple of times. I'm not good at it at all. I'm really scared of the horses. I never trust them, especially after what happened in London.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
But yeah, with these ones, I think the authorities or the trainers really help you overcome that fear. So you could do a beginner's course where you can just ride the horse around the pen, but then the intermediates and the experts can actually go off on a wonderful desert tour on horseback, and I think it's a magical experience overall. I've done the desert iftar experience at Malaya Archaeological Centre. I love that one. That was beautiful, you know, being in this pristine, luxurious surrounding of the Malaya Desert, and you know, breaking your fast over there, you really go back in time. I think that was a proper switch off moment that I've ever experienced over Malaya. But the horseback riding was a heart pumping experience. Got to tell you that I was, you know, I had my heart in my mouth, thinking, oh gosh, what happens if I fall off? But yeah, it's a great experience overall for a lot of people to do that little private tour or even a group tour of checking out Malaya. So do that, of course.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.